Real quick before we dive into this episode of the podcast, be sure to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Now on to the show. Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah St. John. My guest today is Dave Melinda. He is the founder of Positive Polarity, which is a coaching and training firm that brings solid growth to companies from over 30 years of experience growing his own business to over $10 million annually.
After I sold my last business, I wanted to take those principles that I learned and help other businesses. Some of the same struggles that I have. A lot of it started with me writing my book, Growing on Purpose, where we focus on two things, strengthening the team and improving the customer's experience. And so those two pieces are so important in a team. That's what I wrote the book about, and that's what my coaching practice focuses on, improving the customer's experience and strengthening the team. Because when those two pieces are present, profit isn't automatic. It's really hard to have a great team and great customer experience and not make money. This has always been a challenge for me because I firmly believe that I want to hire the best people and let them do their best. So it's hard for me to bootstrap my business, but there are some things like free LinkedIn profile. I try not to spend any money on any marketing pieces, but try and get those done in-house and trying to be creating things for myself as much as possible. And so when we first started out, it was just me. So I had to do the invoicing. I had an accountant, I had an attorney for the things we needed to be outside my pay grade, so to speak. But I really wanted to make sure that I was doing as much as I can to save as much money as possible. There was a spot, though, where it made more sense to enlist others and allow me to continue to build my business, and they support me in that effort. So that's a tough spot, but you can find ways to bootstrap your business and not pay for things. And a lot of free apps are out there. And so I would encourage you to look around as much as you can with the understanding that you want to make sure that you leave the professionals to do their thing while you do yours. My biggest success, I have to say, in bootstrapping is still LinkedIn. I have not had to pay LinkedIn a penny, and I have received so much positive work from that I have been able to do a great job on my profile and have other people say and comment that as well. So that was a big success. My failure is trying to invest in time and energy in an app, and then it charges you a ton of money on the back end. So bootstrapping sounds great at the beginning, but as long as you can see the long term on it, it's okay. I made a mistake of thinking it was once free, always free is not always the way that these apps run. So those were my two biggest successes and my biggest failure. The best tip that I have is to ask other people and write down the notes that they give you, because I've asked people, what is a good free app for this? What's a good free app for that? And gotten really some pretty cool pieces of information over time. So my suggestion to find ways to bootstrap your business is to ask others rather than try and do that arduous work yourself. I just want to try and find somebody that's already found a good time management app or helps us on our CRM. Whatever we're trying to do, we start by trying to go to our community. And it's a great spot again for LinkedIn, is to ask LinkedIn, your followers, what's a good app that you're using? What's a free app that you're using? And watch the responses come in. You'll be surprised and excited to try some of these. My thought here as we start to land today is to consider your customer and what it is that they see when you're trying to be frugal. I love frugality. I think it's a great use of your time, provided that it doesn't jeopardize your customer's experience. So I would make sure that anything that I'm doing, and I do make sure that anything that I'm doing does not jeopardize the experience that I want my customer to have. So as I indicated before, I wrote a book called Growing on Purpose. So I'd be happy to give away 5 copies to the first 5 people in your audience today. And so feel free to email your address in to this show and they will make sure and get that. We can't use PO boxes, but we'll be honored to send you a book. Enjoy.
I agree a lot with what Dave had to say there, especially in terms of free apps, which I use all the time. To get the book that he's referring to, you can email me at sarah@podseam.com. That's S-A-R-A-H at P-O-D-S-E-A-M.com. And the first 5 people to email me their address, I will forward that on to Dave, and he will get that book mailed out to you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.